Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
With good reason, the Wolfpack howling. Both the men's and women's teams are headed for the Final Four for the first time together in history. Over the past few hours, both teams returned to campus.
The men's team continues its postseason run, beating the Duke Blue Devils in the Elite Eight matchup in Dallas.
So the women also took care of business in Portland against the Texas Longhorns, bringing home a 10-point win.
And it's also going to be another hot day out there. Our temperatures are really warm to begin with. I'll show you when we'll finally see a pattern change to bring our temperatures closer to normal.
And as if Raleigh couldn't handle more excitement, the Dreamville Festival is back this coming weekend. Dix Park in Raleigh is transforming in preparation for the hundreds of thousands of fans visiting this weekend. Oh, a lot to talk about here on this Monday. We hope you had a glorious Easter weekend, and we are just thrilled for the NC State Wolfpack. I watched every minute of that game. It was phenomenal. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along. Yeah, men and women, unbelievable. The men's side, I can only get away with this probably once today. They've got the DJs, right? Mm-hmm. Now we're bringing the rappers to town with the Dreamville concert this weekend. So it's just going to be a big week here. Big, fun week. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Welcome back, Elizabeth.
Thank you. And it looks like the weather is going to be really nice for Dreamville. We're going to talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Big pattern change coming our way. It's warm. It's quiet right now. We're going to see a little additional cloud cover today, but we have that flow coming out of the southwest. It's warm this morning at 62 degrees. That's a live look at Zebulon. We're looking at cooler temperatures up north, 50 in Roxboro and South Hill, but low 60s in the Triangle, 64 in Fayetteville, 61 in Southern Pines and in Clinton right now. We take a look at our tower all lit there in blue, and it's sponsored by the Carolina Courage now. So clear skies right now. We'll see a little bit more cloud cover as we get into the afternoon, and temperatures will be extremely warm again. We were just a few degrees from a record yesterday at 85, and we're back to 85 again today. Really close to records the next few days. This is a look at the big picture. A little more cloud cover comes streaming in today, and we have a warm front that's just up to the north. Yesterday, we ended up with some scattered thunderstorms in our northern counties in the afternoon. We'll roll through the afternoon, and you can see again some of that in the evening kind of rolling through to help to bring us a chance of a thunderstorm in the same spot because of the placement of that front. Then on Wednesday, we'll see a cold front coming through to bring us a better chance for rain. We'll walk through the timeline for that coming up.
Both NC State teams came home to this warm welcome this morning. Celebrations lasted into the early morning hours for both the men's and women's team as they returned home after their historic wins.
NC State lost its last four games of the regular season for the men. Since then, they have just crashed an ACC tournament party and now have turned the big dance into their own personal party with DJs and everything. DJ Burns, a season-high 29 points. DJ Horn had 20 in this 76-64 win over Duke. This is straight out of the Jim Valvano playbook from the early 80s and straight into the Final Four for the Wolfpack now.
DJ, so fun to watch. Hours after the game ended, fans were still celebrating, of course. They couldn't go to sleep. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live on campus, and we'll join her in a moment to show you the celebration over at the Bell Tower. But the Bell Tower is all lit in red this morning.
You know, the heart and soul of NC State's run to the Final Four has been DJ Burns. Big man has become a fan favorite across the country through his powerful play, infectious energy, just joy for him. And after the game, even Duke's players showed him the love. Since the tournament started, Burns' newfound stardom has earned him half a dozen NIL deals, including TurboTax, Raising Cane's, and 76 gas stations.
We'll take you back now to the Bell Tower. That's where WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live on campus, all lit in red. And Kelsey, what a turnout for the Wolfpack coming back and seeing all their fans there.
Renee, NC State fans are just so excited this morning, and the bell tower is still lit red to celebrate this historic win. The first time both the men's and women's teams are in the Final Four in the same year. Fans welcome the men's team back home after they beat Duke in Dallas. This marks the first time the Wolfpack has made it to the Final Four since the men's 1983 championship run. And women took care of business, too, last night in Portland. Fans welcomed them back after they beat the Texas Longhorns 76-66. So the NC State men will play Purdue Saturday night, and the women will face the Gamecocks on Saturday. So we'll be sure to keep you posted of all of the events leading up to those games this weekend right here on WREL. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
The NC State women are also Final Four bound. This marks the first time NC State has both teams advancing to the Final Four in the same year. The women knocked off top-seeded Texas in the Elite Eight yesterday in Portland, Oregon. Now they are on their way to just the second Final Four in program history. Coach Wes Moore says he can't help but think about the team's history, including the first coach who led them this far.
You know, I think of Kay Yao, 34 years at NC State, and took this program to a Final Four in 98. I think of the players 2 years ago that were a double overtime game away from being in this same exact spot. So I think of them.
The Wolfpack will play the top overall seed, South Carolina, in the Women's Final Four. That's happening in Cleveland. That game will be Friday, with the winner advancing to the national championship game. WRL's Brett Neese will be there following all the action.
As for the men's Final Four matchup, it'll go to the desert. NC State will play Purdue Saturday in Arizona, 6:09 tip-off for that. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter will be in Phoenix providing live coverage starting Wednesday.
We have some breaking news to tell you about. One person is in the hospital after shooting in Roanoke Rapids. Police say it happened near Hamilton Street and East 3rd Street around 8:30 last night. The victim was transported to the hospital. Police have not said what led to the shooting or if a suspect is in custody.
Beginning today, students at St. Augustine's University will take their classes virtually. Students have until Wednesday to be moved off campus. WRL's Laura Levine joins us from campus this morning. Laura, this comes as the school is currently at risk of losing its accreditation due to financial issues.
Jeff, good morning. Students here at St. Aug, well, they began the semester online for the first 2 weeks in January, and now here we are again. A lot of students that I've been speaking with, especially seniors, very disappointed in what's happening, what's taking place here at the university. St. Aug is facing significant financial challenges, and leaders say they are fighting to keep the doors open here. These measures come as the university fights to maintain its accreditation, as you've mentioned, due to a significant burden. Senior Kayla James, she tells me this is not how she pictured her final weeks of college to go.
It's still hard because it's like, this is supposed to be our senior year. It's supposed to be smooth sailing. Everything goes according to plan. Get our classes done. We graduate and we move on with our lives. But now it's like this whole thing is like disrupting everything.
Now, with the students here, they have until technically Wednesday to be officially moved out. But university community members and alumni, they held a send-off for students before Easter weekend because a lot of them did not plan to return here. There are some exceptions for student athletes and international students who will get to stay on campus. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
This morning, we will learn more about safety on the Go Durham buses this past year. The City of Durham Transportation Department is presenting its annual report to county commissioners. The report for the 2023 fiscal year also focuses on fare-free transit, electric buses, ridership trends, as well as safety. Go Durham has the second highest ridership in the state after Charlotte. It had more than 5 million passenger trips in the last fiscal year. The report presentation is happening at the Durham County Commissioners Work Session. That starts at 9 a.m.
Two people are in jail without bond in connection with a fire in Davidson County that killed a fire captain. That fire happened last Tuesday on West 5th Street in Lexington. Fire Captain Ronnie Metcalf responded and suffered burns on 60% of his body. He died Friday. This is a tribute to Metcalf outside the Lexington Fire Station. Detectives arrested 31-year-old Brandon Hoskins and 37-year-old Stacy Stigall yesterday. They each face a charge of misdemeanor breaking and entering into the house that burned. They also face drug charges.
April is here, and that means Dreamville Festival Week is here as well. If you pass by Dick's Park in Raleigh, you may notice some work happening on the park grounds. There are several events leading up to the big weekend. The City of Raleigh's Big Ideas series is hosting City Vibes this Friday in Moore Square. They hope to show visitors what else the city has to offer.
We actually have leaders that are very serious about listening to the public and what they want. And the public has wanted arts and entertainment, and they want the ambiance that downtown Raleigh brings.
The City Vibes event is Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. It's a free event featuring local musicians and artists. Dreamville itself starts Saturday. There are still tickets left for Dreamville. To learn more about events this week or what you can or can't bring to the festival, go to WRL.com.
Big Powerball grand prize up for grabs tonight. The jackpot is inching its way toward $1 billion, estimated to be $975 million. That cash value is $472 million. This is now the fifth largest Powerball drawing and the 11th largest jackpot in U.S. history. And coming in just after that $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot was won last year. You can watch the next Powerball drawing live tonight, 11 o'clock on WRL.
It is 4:41. Coming up, one person is dead, five others are hurt after shooting at a Tennessee restaurant. You'll hear from a witness who saw the shooter run away.
Plus, a fire at a church in Brooklyn interrupted Sunday's Easter service, and you can see the massive response from firefighters in that area.
And this is a live look at Fenton in Cary this morning. It will be another very warm day. Elizabeth Gardner tells us when we can expect rain this week.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
4:45 on a nice, quiet morning. It's really warm out there. You really hardly need a jacket. Temperatures are in the mid-60s. Very similar conditions to what we saw over the weekend. Right now, it's 61 in Lewisburg, 64 Fayetteville. It's a little bit cooler up near the Virginia line where there's a front that brought a few stray thunderstorms yesterday. So South Hills at 50. It's 52 in Tarboro, but it's 64 in Goldsboro, 57 in Rocky Mount. So a bit of a range in our temperatures this morning. Expect, for the most part, we'll see 60s this morning and then back into the mid-80s this afternoon. Today stays dry, but once we get into Tuesday night and Wednesday, we're back to a bit of a wetter pattern and then turning much cooler after that. I'll show you the big changes that are headed our way for the end of the week and how that lasts into the weekend coming up.
One person is dead and another is hurt after a small plane owned by a flight training school crashed in Florida. That crash happened Saturday afternoon at Treasure Coast International Airport. It's about 2 hours north of Miami. Data from FlightAware shows the plane was operated by Aviator College. The NTSB is investigating the crash.
One person is dead and five others are hurt after shooting at a restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee. Police say the shooter opened fire during Sunday brunch around 3. Police say the five wounded people are listed as non-critical. Investigators say the shooter got in a fight with the man in the restaurant and then opened fire. Police are searching for the suspect, Anton Rucker. They say he drove away in an SUV.
I saw a bunch of people running after I'd heard about 10 to 15 shots fired. And then I saw a man run out holding a gun.
There have been no arrests, and police say there is no threat to the public.
People attending Easter services at a church in Brooklyn were interrupted by fire. The fire set off a massive response by the fire department as those firefighters closed that area to traffic, trying to fight the fire. The fire department says at least 6 people were treated for minor injuries. There's no word on what caused the fire or the extent of the damage to the church. It's a great time to be an NC State sports fan. There were wild celebrations on and off campus after a historic night for Wolfpack basketball. Lit up the tower in red, of course, after the victory. NC State bell tower and sports bars across the triangle were packed, fans going wild as the Wolfpack knocked off Duke. As the teams played each other hundreds of miles away in Dallas, fans from both sides gathered to watch the game, and NC State fans had a lot to cheer about when it was over.
And I say, go Pat! We are back, and yes, we are them.
Hey, Duke next year. Y'all got next year. We representing ACC right now. That's all that matters.
See, they can get along. Students on NC State's campus poured out onto Hillsborough Street after the win. They ran to the bell tower to celebrate the team's Final Four berth together. What a scene that was. What an unlikely trip. I mean, all along they've been saying, why not us? The team, yeah. Anyway. So that us, that's a collective us now at the Wolfpack fans.
Nothing but mad respect for this team. And it's been such a drought, right? So for the past 30 to 40 years, sometimes they don't even make the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. And you see the other teams, Duke and Carolina, going almost every year. This is their moment, NC State. And love that they're continuing their magical run as we look live once again at that Red Bell Tower.
Soaking it in, no doubt. I hope they just leave it up all day. And Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRS Severe Weather Center. I know this is a happy return for you after spring break and seeing all this hoopla.
Oh, yes. Very exciting. Very exciting. I was unfortunately driving in the car while it was happening, but my daughter was kind of, watching on the phone, and it was so exciting. A very warm weekend here. Temperatures close to records yesterday. We're going to see the same thing again today. This is a live look at Franklinton. I'm here where all is quiet. 62 degrees in the triangle right now. Our dew point's 52, so it really does feel like summer when you step out the door this morning, except up in our northern counties where it's a little bit cooler, and I'll show you why coming up. We're going to be back into the 80s for this afternoon, so shorts and t-shirts for the kids at school, but that's not going to last all week. It is that time of year where you have to kind of pay attention. So there's a boundary that's up into Virginia, and that's brought some slightly cooler air to, say, Roxboro and South Hill, even Rocky Mount, but looking at low to mid-60s elsewhere, from Goldsboro to Durham to Fayetteville to Southern Pines, and we're looking at those low to mid-60s. And temperatures are warmer than they were yesterday in most of the viewing area. So anywhere from, say, 5 to 8 degrees, again, from Durham to Goldsboro and southward. But it's a little bit cooler from Roxboro to South Hill to Rocky Mount, again, because of that boundary where we saw a few thunderstorms yesterday. Looking at 85 in Raleigh, 84 in Durham, and 86 degrees in Fayetteville for it today. But boy, we have some ups and downs for you. 68 is our normal high. So yes, this is well above normal. Wednesday is going to be our transition day with high of 71 and some showers and thunderstorms. Those clear out and we're back to dry conditions Thursday and Friday, but then we're going to swing the pendulum the other way, and temperatures will be well below normal for Thursday and Friday. But that is spring for you. We will have the Bulls home opener happening with the warm temperatures tomorrow. It's going to be great. It will be mostly cloudy and windy, but nice and warm, 84 degrees, and it does look dry for us on Tuesday. So if you're headed out there, it's going to be always a great time for that home opener, and it will, it's going to feel like summer. All these red color contours here, that's where temperatures are above normal, and then here comes the cold air that moves in behind Wednesday's front. And boy, much of the eastern part of the country turns much, much cooler. Here's the boundary that brought some thunderstorms. Those are all up to the north right now, but we are likely to see some of those drifting in as we get into the afternoon tomorrow. So there's lunchtime tomorrow. There's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By tomorrow evening, there are going to be some showers or thunderstorms up to the north. And then eventually, as we get into the day to Wednesday, that's when we're going to see the cold front come through with a chance of some thunderstorms in the afternoon. So our precipitation chances for especially tomorrow up near the Virginia line, about 30%. And then we'll see that front coming through Wednesday from especially the Triangle area northward is where we'll have the best chance of seeing rain. We're in the 80s today and tomorrow, 70s on Wednesday. And then check out these temperatures. It's going to be a little chilly, but lots of sunshine in our forecast for Dreamville. It'll be nice and cool, but we'll see the dry conditions.
Coming up, what was supposed to be a relaxing vacation became the opposite. A South Carolina couple stranded on an island off the coast of Africa after they say their cruise ship left them. Now they're struggling to get back.
Plus, this seems like a scene from an old Western movie. See the pursuit of the body cam here as one police officer chases a suspected thief on horseback.
Welcome back. It is 4:55 as we take a live look at Salem Street in Apex. Clear skies and just a little bit of traffic there and a fairly warm start. We're starting in the 60s and it will be up in the 80s again today. A South Carolina couple and seven others are stranded on an African island after they say their cruise ship left without them. Jill and Jay Campbell were 8 days into their 21-day cruise, which started in South Africa and then stopped on an island. Well, they were on a tour of that island and they got back to port late. Despite help from the island's Coast Guard, they say the cruise ship refused to let them and several others back on board.
The harbor master tried to call the ship. The captain refused the call. We sent emails to NCO. The NCO customer service, the emergency number, they said, well, the only way for us to get in touch with the ship is to send them emails. They're not responding to our emails.
Now, much of the group is without money, medicine, and other belongings they need for immigration. They're now trying to reunite with the ship at a different port. Norwegian Cruise Line said they are in communication with those left behind, and it's their responsibility to return to the ship.
All right, not something you see every day, a police chase on horseback. This happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and there were three officers in the area when a pharmacy reported a theft. So officers spotted the guy they thought did it. He took off running. They were able to chase him down and arrest him. He's charged with shoplifting, evading police, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Babies in UNC Hospital's neonatal intensive care units had fun celebrating Easter. These babies in the NICU units at UNC Chapel Hill and UNC Health Rex got all dressed up. The nurses brought some joy to the families, dressing the babies up in those adorable bunny ears and giving them little Easter baskets. Too cute.
Yeah. NC State women's and men's basketball are both headed to the Final Four for the first time together ever. And the Wolfpack Nation going crazy. Coming up, what some state fans had to say to Duke after they defeated the Blue Devils.
And students at St. Augustine's have a short time to make some big adjustments as they transition to remote learning today. We'll update you on the financial issues the university is facing.
Plus, bus ride for several Johnston County schools will be 40 minutes longer starting today. What you need to know before putting your child on the bus.